Christ is risen. Christos voskrese. Christos anesti. On this, the third Sunday of Pascha, we see how we cannot contain our joy and our reflection on the resurrection of Christ, in that for three Sundays running, we are hearing about his rising from the dead. And indeed, we should. And as a matter of fact, every Sunday of the year, save for Palm Sunday at the Matins, the gospel at Matins is always of the resurrection, because Sunday is always a day of the resurrection. Even if it's in Lent, the Matins gospel is of the resurrection, because it is for that reason and that reason alone that we are able to gather here and worship God with faith and in truth, because he is risen from the dead. And this Sunday in particular is dedicated to the myrrh-bearing women, and also to Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. We heard in the Gospel of St. Mark today, and if we listen closely, we hear certain phrases that St. Mark could have left out, but he put them in there because they mean something. They carry importance. For he said, Joseph took courage and went to Pilate to ask for the body of Jesus. He had to take courage because Joseph was one of the Sanhedrin, the council of the religious leaders in Jerusalem, the council that condemned Jesus to death. He did not participate in their deliberations, but that council, as we will hear in a few Sundays, had already decided that anyone who followed Jesus would be put out of the synagogue. That is, they wouldn't be welcome to worship, whether it was in the temple or the synagogue. And Joseph was a member of that council, and he went against them. He went against their judgment. And he sought out Pilate to ask for Jesus' body so that he could bury him properly. And together with Nicodemus, Joseph, they are the two who not simply witnessed Christ's burial as one dead, they actually performed the burial. They carried him and put him in the tomb, rolled the stone across the tomb. So they were not only witnesses, but they are the very ones who did it. They knew they were burying a dead man, not someone who had fallen into a coma, but someone who was dead. And they did this service for our Lord, the Jewish ritual of burial, to honor him. And then we honor especially the name of this Sunday, the myrrh-bearing women. All of the women who followed Jesus throughout his ministry, as we hear in the gospel, that they followed him, they supported him from their own means, because Jesus was an itinerant preacher. He wasn't working as a carpenter or as a fisherman. He was going from town to town preaching. And these women of their own substance supported him, so he had food to eat, a place to stay, people who cared for him and his disciples. And these women remained with him to the last, where all the others, except St. John, fled. They stayed there at the cross. They saw all that happened, how Jesus was mocked, how the Pharisees and Sadducees made fun of him, saying, well, if you're God's son, come down from the cross. They stayed there and witnessed it all to his giving up his breath, his spirit. And for their last full measure of devotion, they were going to complete the Jewish ritual of burial, which Joseph and Nicodemus could not complete because that was the eve of a high Sabbath day, the Passover. So they did the bare essentials. But the women on the day after the Sabbath were going there to the tomb in order to finish this without any thought to what people thought about them, ones who were following one who was executed as a criminal. that they were going to do this without even any thought of how they were going to accomplish it. Because in the gospel, we hear that note, who's going to roll away the stone for us? They're so focused on that task for Jesus that they don't even think about the supposed obstacles to their mission of mercy and of love. They don't even think about the stone till they're already on the way. And as Jesus said, those who are last shall be first. These women who were the last to be with him on earth as he died are the first to find the tomb empty. They are the first to hear the angel say those sweet words, "He is not here, he is risen." They see the miracle because of their love, because of their faith. And they spread that news. And that news has spread to the ends of the earth, so that there is nowhere that the word is not being spread and continuing to be spread, because they were witnesses to the words of the angel, witnesses to that tomb that is empty and to this day is still empty. And you can go to Jerusalem and find that tomb of our Lord empty, because he is risen physically from the dead. And what caused Joseph and Nicodemus and these women to dare all these things, to go against their co-workers, like Joseph did, and the crowd who wanted Jesus crucified, to not care whether people saw them going to the tomb of one executed as a criminal? What impelled them was their love for Jesus. They had seen his face in this life. They had heard his voice. He had touched them. So nothing else mattered. It didn't matter what anyone said, what anyone else thought, whether there was a stone in front of the tomb. All that mattered to them was how they could show their love for Christ crucified and buried. And so they pass on that to us, that we who come here to worship, to receive Christ himself into us, can be afire with that love for him in the way they were, the way they continue to be in heaven. To be so afire with that love for Christ that nothing will stand in our way from worshiping him, from loving him, from following him. But we don't do it because we look to follow rules. We don't even do it because we want to get to heaven. We do it only because we love Christ. That's all. Everything. Our love for him. If we love him, everything else will fall into order. As the Brits have that saying, let the pounds take care of themselves if you take care of the cents. If we take care of our love for Christ and love him as he loves us in a way that we can't even imagine, then everything else will fall into place, beloved. And we will find ourselves beholding his face with Joseph and Nicodemus and those women who are with him in heaven, looking upon him, worshiping him, and loving him always to ages of ages.